The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerate.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will get to it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is The Real. At Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on the Twitch channel. And if you were watching on the Twitch channel for the last, 24 minutes, was it?
I don't know how long it was.
How long did we go?
I think it was close to 25.
Okay. You would have seen Dana White. And great interview. Lots of great response so far. That's all, AJ.
Twitch is blown up with comments, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean... Dana's great, and he's even better when he's comfortable with you, which, you know, he's been around AJ a lot. So, great job. And a couple people are like, why don't you ask more questions? I don't need to.
Oh, why didn't you ask more questions?
Well, because the reality is, like the one thing we talked about that was kind of a fun anecdotal personal thing. But I'm not going to ask better MMA questions than AJ asks.
Well, it's like, I mean, when we're at the horse track and you're interviewing some, horse handicapper, I don't usually ask many questions because I don't need to. I'm not going to ask better questions than you are.
Exactly. I'm not going to ask better questions, and I don't need to have my thing in there, you know? I mean, it's...
Also, I'm an egomaniac, and I need it to be all about me.
Yeah, well.
We went a full 30 minutes with Dana.
Oh, 30 good. Minutes?
Well, we're not apologizing for that.
We could have gone longer. I
think we could have. Yeah, honestly, he wasn't in any hurry to leave.
Yeah, he said as much. He was like, I could have hung around longer. But he had to. He's doing the network, and we went through the top of the hour. I think we blew through two or three breaks. I don't know.
I don't care.
We're well behind, I'm sure. Yeah, but.
I don't even want to do the rest of the show. I kind of feel like that was the mic drop moment.
Take the rest of the day off.
Yeah, okay, I'll see you. Yeah. Let's see how you fare now.
But yeah, pretty cool having him in here and being able to ask him like direct questions. It's a cool thing.
He always answers too. I mean, he doesn't run from anything, and I think he really respects the fact that you know all this stuff and we're able to ask good questions that a lot of people aren't gonna they're not gonna know about some of those fights that you brought up from Houston that and it was just like you could see him smile every time you brought one up. It's like, that was a great fight.
Had some badass fights in this town.
So, and he was honest about Ken Shamrock. So
Frank Shamrock.
Frank Shamrock, moron. Yeah. Oh, man.
Someone on the... I posted the picture of us on Twitter, and someone said you need to tie your shoe before you fall and break something.
I never tie my shoes. So. Oh, yeah, I don't pose for pictures with a lot of people, but McDana's one I wanted to have. So
Kenny says, I love the show. Been listening to you guys since you were in the noon to two slot. I'm never watching you on a live stream. With all due respect, it's kind of weird. That's cool.
Yeah, I
don't mind that. If it were up to me, we wouldn't have that camera in here.
I get it. Well, people were commenting on the girl that was sitting behind Aaron in there looking bored on her phone. They all thought it was Holly. It was one of Dana's handlers. Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I've always thought that the cool thing about radio is... you don't always know what it looks like when it's happening. And, I people above my head decided that they love this camera being in here, so it's out of my control.
And
but.
In all honesty, the only time I find it useful is, when we did what we just did, where you've got Dana White in here, somebody that people would actually want to watch, who's very animated. And I think for guests, it's great. For just us, it's not that I don't see the appeal. There's some people but we don't really, it's not like we're doing much here, and we're just talking back and forth. And it's always been a medium of an auditory medium as opposed to a visual one. And I think part of the skill of doing that is to paint a picture in people's heads with your voice. And that's, it's almost defeats the purpose to have a feed.
Yeah.
In my opinion. It takes away from some of the, you know, what I consider the art of the job. But, you know, that's the choice that was made, and we're gonna you know, make the best of it. And I don't think it's weird that you don't want to watch us on Twitch.
Yeah. It's very okay.
I wish Bill O'Brien would interview like Dana. That was great from Gotta Grind. Yeah, I don't think we'd get the same out of Bill O'Brien. I mean, he's welcome to come in here anytime.
Yeah.
And I will be, as long as he is going to answer my questions.
He wouldn't answer any questions.
I know he's not going to answer them, but you know, I'm not going to ask anything unfair, but I'm not going to settle for the, we have to coach better, we have to play better response. I'm going to want specifics.
Right.
When you say coach better, exactly what? Your clock management? Was it that your, you know, maybe your offensive play calling in certain situations? I mean, I want to know
specifics.
Tell
me about the things you did poorly today.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if we're doing an evaluation, you know, like an employee evaluation, there's going to be a lot of needs improvement on Bill. I'm going to check off a lot of those. But he's welcome anytime. I was severely disappointed when I found out what you guys look like. Why? When have we ever pretended to be George Clooney?
Yeah. You know, you wanted to make out with me before you saw me?
Yeah, well.
Good. Yeah. Glad to disappoint you.
Yeah, I am too. But somebody is like, what was the biggest guest you've ever had in studio?
In studio? I don't know. I mean, Dana's up there.
Dana's up there. Now, I think both of us think of Dana at a pretty high level.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I'd have to think about it. And way, way back in the day at the old place before you, even we interviewed The Offspring. That was pretty badass.
Okay.
But I don't know that they're bigger than Dana.
I don't know. We've had some guys in studio that were pretty big, but it's hard to... Yeah, I guess what most of our big interviews happen like on Radio Rows or like while we're out at bars or whatever.
Yeah. Well, there was a stretch there we were getting a lot of good guests when we were over at the Hyatt.
Yeah, like
Adrian Peterson was pretty good.
Yeah, like we've had Mike Tyson on the show. I mean,
yeah. Well, we had Kevin Costner on the show.
Yeah,
that was pretty big. Yeah, but in studio though, I don't know.
It's up there certainly.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. We asked, do you think you'd get McGregor? I think we had McGregor.
We've had Connor on. We had him on at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Before he was a megastar.
Yeah. So, I think MMA-wise, we've had pretty much, like, we had the one you missed, we had Rousey on.
Yeah. And, but I've talked to Ronda,
too. But you've had Ronda, too, so, on air. And had to catch myself.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah.
But, I hadn't talked to John before yesterday.
The only guy that I'd interviewed before you.
Okay. I would like to talk to Khabib.
Yeah.
And I would like to talk to either of the Diaz brothers, and I haven't gotten to do that. So that would be that's the pretty much the end of my wish list of fighters. The reality is a lot of fighters aren't that interesting. You have to you have to find a way to make them interesting.
And that's kind of gets to what he was talking about when somebody's going to be a star.
Yeah, it's not the hardest thing to tell, and that's what I was really trying to draw out of him is that you can tell pretty quickly with most of these guys. Like the fact that he knew after having a dinner with Ronda and Connor that they were going to be superstars, and that's probably the three biggest stars. Those two and Brock Lesnar are the three biggest stars that the UFC's ever had.
Yeah, and he's right. Brock kind of was ready-made.
He was, but he was right, though, that if Brock wouldn't have been able to fight, it wouldn't have been as huge as it was. The fact that...
Well, if Connor hadn't been able to fight...
True. You know, I mean, Brock and Ronda, too. I mean, you've got to match it up with success in the cage.
And you don't have to be the greatest, but... And in Rousey's case, she was until it all fell apart.
Right.
Like, Connor's a really good fighter, but he's... We're never going to confuse him with John Jones.
Right.
But he's a bigger star.
Yep.
And, you know, I think that's one thing he recognizes with guys, too. And I think I have so much respect for what that guy's done. And going back to when I first met him, he was talking about all things that boxing did wrong that he wanted it to do right in the UFC. And I mean, he really did. Where they are now, he laid out 15 years ago. And he basically said, I want to be on ESPN. And, you know, and he was telling me these guys are laughing at him. And I'm like, dude, I'm not going to laugh at you. And the other thing that was fascinating to me, he's like, we're the number two TV audience for males 18 to 34. And the big thing then was Ultimate Fighter.
Right.
And it's like, you know, that's the guys you want. And I'm like, hey, I'm sold. You don't need to sell me. But that's the thing. He had this whole vision for it, and it's just gone exactly what he said it was going to do. So I'm impressed.
It's funny to think about, and really, I'd been watching the UFC. I paid $15 for UFC 1 on pay-per-view, which is funny to think about now. But when if you go on Saturday, if you go to the fight and you see what it's all about, and then if I could take you back in time to what it was the first time, like the very first UFC card I went to in person, which was UFC 19.
Wow.
And I was in the Army, and I drove from Fort Campbell, Kentucky with a buddy of mine. From Fort Campbell, we drove down to Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. And it was in Casino Magic. Like, basically, it was in a casino in, like, this... I don't know how many people it held. I'm guessing... I mean, not a whole lot. It was, like, it was basically a floating casino. And I couldn't tell you exactly how many people it held, but... It wasn't a whole lot. And now they're going to fill up the Toyota Center, and they fill up Madison Square Garden. It's just crazy to imagine this. Like, it's wild how far they've come.
I'm trying to remember what my first pay-per-view was. I think it was around 18 or 19, maybe 20. I don't remember for sure, but I remember hearing Boss Rutten on with Lance way back in the day. And so I got interested in that. It was kind of Lance's fault that I got interested in, because I started watching some of the fights, and there was, I saw one of my, I can't remember when it was, but I saw just this incredible knockout. And I'm like, okay, I'm in. Yeah. And this is fun stuff. And then I really fell in love with it when Rashad Evans had that kick to the face of, I can't remember the guy's name. He was a white dude.
Forrest Griffin.
No, it was.
Oh,
Sean something.
Not Sean Shirk. It was. Oh, it's gonna kill me. Yeah, like where he leaned forward and then fell straight back.
Yeah, and it just boom, and it was. And that was one of the
Sean Salmon.
Sean Salmon. That's who it was. Yeah, I was pretty much in love from there. But it's fun seeing where it is. I mean, I'm not obviously as ingrained as you are to the point where, I mean, you basically started MMA coverage in this city. I mean, that's kind of a big deal in my humble opium.
That casino that you went to, AJ,
uh-huh,
was destroyed in Katrina.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, and it was held. It says it was held in the ballroom of a casino.
I don't know. How many people can you
It doesn't
find
say. I've looked it up. I've tried to find.
No, I mean, I'm telling you, it's like.
I thought I was the only person that had ever been to that casino.
No, I've been there. I've been there. It's gone now. That's a shame, but. Yeah, man, that's pretty wild. Kenny says, I know he's not in the UFC anymore, but would you or have you ever talked to Demetrius Johnson? We've had Demetrius Johnson mm-hmm. on.
More than once, actually. I think we hit him a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam says, not your biggest star or greatest interview, but I moved here 5 years ago, and the first interview I heard you all do was Virgil from WWE when he was trying to raise $1 million for himself. To me, that was the most entertaining. That was an interview that we got. From I had been working with the Iron Sheik's manager, because we got the Iron Sheik on.
Yeah,
that was a cool interview too.
Yeah,
but and he was like, "Hey, can you do me a favor and get Virgil on your show?" And I was like, "Yeah, I can bring Virgil on."
Oh man! All right, guys. Well, if you were listening to that interview and you were so just enthralled by it that you got in an accident, well, you need to call my man Dave. And right now, Dave usually joins me, but he's in court working for the Blitzers because that's what he does. And if you've been in any kind of accident, car, 18-wheeler, industrial, workplace, slip and fall, if you've had doctor negligence, a problem in a hospital, If you have that accident and you don't know what to do, call my man, Lawyer Dave. And if you can't afford a doctor, you don't have health insurance, well, don't worry about it. If they take your case, you're not going to have to pay a dollar out of your pocket for anything until you win. And he doesn't get paid either until you win. He likes to bet on himself, and he likes to bet on you, and he likes to win. And he does. He doesn't charge for consultations. And I got to tell you, you call him with any legal question. If it's something he doesn't handle, he'll put it to somebody else. He handles a lot of things for me all the time. And you know, he'll send you to the right person if he can't do it. Based here in Houston, give him a call, 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900, or on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law. And if you can't remember that, just hit me up on Twitter, and I'll be happy to put you in touch. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys. Have you already figured out what you're going to get your lady for Valentine's Day? I doubt it. Maybe you don't realize this, but Valentine's Day is like a week from tomorrow. It's coming up on you fast. And if you haven't thought of anything, you may want to check out Pajamagram. They've got micro velvet, which is basically the softest thing in the whole wide world. They created it over at Pajamagram. The experts, the pajama scientists created it. And it's simply the softest, most luxurious pajamas you'll ever find. They're addictively soft. Go to pajamagram.com to get her the blissful comfort that you know she deserves. Treat her right for once, you pig. Guys, this is a higher level of soft. They're relaxing to wear, irresistible to touch. And when she's happy, you know you're going to be happy too. A Valentine's Day gift has never felt this tempting. Plus, no need to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, delivery by Valentine's Day, guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com today. That's pajamagram.com. Check it out and tell them AJ Hoffman from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Okay, so I have a list of the CFL or XFL quarterbacks. See if they're greater than the AFL.
All right, give it to me.
All right, Cardale Jones, DC Defenders. Tyree Jackson, also DC Defenders.
Okay.
Your Dallas
when did Cardale Jones, when was he drafted?
It's about 3 years ago. He spent, a year or so in Buffalo, and then I think he was a year somewhere else, and then...
Well, he got drafted by the Bills, and then he went, I don't know. I think it was the Chargers where he went.
Yeah, it's either the Chargers or the Raiders, one of those two. I think you're right. I think it was the Chargers.
Didn't go well for him.
No.
But I think he got a ring.
Well, he may get one with the DC Defenders.
Yeah.
Tyree Jackson, who it seems early for him to already be out of the NFL, but okay. Landry Jones.
Okay.
His backups are Eric Dungy and Philip Nelson.
Okay.
Luis Perez of the New York Guardians. Marquise Williams. And the starters, Matt McGloin.
Luis Perez is the same guy from...
The AFL?
Yeah, okay, from the AAF, the Texas A&M Commerce guy.
Yeah, we have a crossover, sir.
Yep.
But Matt McGloin's probably your starter.
Okay.
So he probably won't see any action there. Your Roughnecks, P.J. Walker and Connor Cook.
Okay.
St. Louis Battlehawks. They have four guys on their roster. Two you might remember as former Texans. Jordan Tamu and Taylor Heinicke. Not to mention Nick Fitzgerald and Brogan Roback.
Brogan, you may remember from the Rams' Hard Knocks season.
Vaguely, yes.
He was the third quarterback who basically had to run around getting like Jared Goff, whatever he wanted.
Your Tampa Bay Vipers had four on the roster. Cornelius Taylor, Chase Litton, Quentin Flowers, and Aaron Murray.
Another AAF.
Yeah. The Seattle Dragons, Brandon Silvers.
Is that going to be my favorite team?
Probably. And BJ Daniels.
Is that going to be your favorite team?
Oh, Dragon.
You love Dragons.
I love Dragons, and you love Seattle, so and BJ Daniels will be your quarterback, though.
All right, that's a good one.
Josh Johnson will be leading your LA Wildcats.
All right.
Along with Jalen McClendon and Chad Kanoff.
I kind of like The I kind of like the logo for the New York Guardians. It looks like a Thundercats logo. Kind of dig that.
I kind of like Battlehawks as a name too.
Yeah,
because that's
it's
different.
It's like a sword with wings is their logo. And then the dragon is obviously a dragon head. We know what the Roughnecks thing is. The Viper, Tampa Bay Vipers have a lame logo.
That's a hard one to not be badass, right? If you're a Viper.
But then do you do like just a snake? And then does your snake sort of look like the dragon? So you've got to do something different? I don't know.
You could just do a cool-ass snake with big-ass fangs, and that'll look good.
And then the Dallas Renegades basically have like a convenience store stick-up man. Like wearing a mask around his face and a cowboy hat.
And that's exactly what happens if you go to Dallas, too. So, yeah. You know, that's makes perfect sense. And you haven't talked about your Roughnecks.
I said we all know what the Roughnecks logo looks like. Okay. I figured everyone was in the know.
Well, yeah.
Looks like an oil derrick where the bottom of it's made an H and then the top is a star.
Did you see that the Astros stole their logo?
Do it for the H or whatever.
Yeah, for the H. Yeah.
Well, they say they stole it, but I mean, the Roughnecks haven't played a game yet.
Well, the Astros have not played a game yet in 2020.
No,
this is their 2020 slogan.
But like to their credit, maybe they didn't know the Roughnecks existed.
That's possible. I think it's, you know, a little arrogant to not know who your neighbors are.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool. Like, I could be living next to somebody famous, and I don't know, because I don't really care.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I could make the same mistake. Now, I'm sure no one at the Astros had seen any. I kid about them stealing it. There's no way they knew anything about it.
They should, their logo or their slogan should have been, "Oh, yeah? We'll show you." I think that would be good.
That wouldn't have been bad. Bang this, bitches.
Yeah.
That would have been pretty good.
Beat the can.
Yeah. you know, steal it back.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's the one they should have done.
Yeah.
Steal it back.
Yeah, that is good. I was looking at... I guess we got to hit a break, but I was looking at the MLB win totals.
Yeah.
And the Red Sox... Boy... I mean, their total didn't drop like you would expect it to.
Well, they're still pretty good. I mean, he was their best player. But what did it drop to?
Well, before it was 89. And now I think it's down to 85. I still think that might be too high.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a little lower than that. I thought it would have started lower than that.
Your Astros currently at 96?
Under.
You think so?
Yeah, because they're not going to steal it back.
Oh, come on.
All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Because I got butt now. Always going for it, never pump. Fourth down. Last
call, Hail Mary, Prescott, touchdown. Hey. This is the Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Let's do a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we didn't talk a lot about the halftime show because, frankly, I'm not the target audience. I found it amusing that old ladies can go out there and shake their butts and people think it's a big deal. Okay. But
sound like a hater, but okay.
I just not interested. Doesn't do anything for me. Well, I think I'm with this Christian activist, Dave Daubenmeyer. Are you familiar with him?
No.
He has a podcast called Pass the Salt. I don't know what the reference there is. I'm not religious enough. But on his podcast, he said that they should sue the National Football League. because the halftime show threatens to prevent him from getting into the kingdom of heaven. I want you to hear him out before you laugh at him. Okay.
Did he have an inappropriate boner?
He doesn't say. What he does say is, I think we ought to sue. With that halftime show, would that have been rated PG? Were there any warnings that your 12-year-old son, whose hormones are just starting to operate, was there any warning that what he was going to see might cause him to get sexually excited? Could I go into a courtroom and say, viewing what you put on that screen put me in danger of hellfire? Could the court say that doesn't apply here because the right to produce porn overwrites your right to not watch it?
Honestly, if you think that the halftime show was in any way relatable to porn, you need to get the internet.
Well, he said, I mean, he's a Christian activist, so he probably has never seen porn. So to him,
then how does he know?
Well, then to him, this probably is porn. That's his definition.
I think it's fair. Mr. Salt, it's not.
It's Dobbin Meyer is his name. Salt is
Mr.
Meyer. Is his podcast. Said, well, you
salty dog.
Said, you just brought it into my living room. You didn't tell me there were going to be crotch shots. That's discriminatory against the value I have in my house. You can't just do that. I want to sue them.
Wah. Okay. Good luck with that.
Well, yeah, you're not going to win.
Sue them, man. Because, spend your hard-earned money, your podcast simple. Money.
It's real simple. You don't have to watch it.
It's called change the channel, sir.
But, he has a point. I frankly was offended. I think my path to the kingdom of heaven has been blocked by Shakira's butt.
Mm-hmm.
Not J-Lo's. I mean, I'm team Shakira because she's half one of my people. That was pretty poorly done.
Can you do better? Let's hear your
No, I'm not putting my tongue in the camera the way she did.
I just want to hear what you do. Like, did your dad side of the family, did you guys do that?
I don't know, actually. I never met my dad's side of the family till after he was dead.
Oh.
And by then they were all
your dad
old.
Never did it though.
No.
I want to hear yours.
I can. I don't know if I can do it like that.
Just give your best one. Give your best Lebanese celebration.
No, because it's not that. It's always me making fun of it. It's like when I do a Tom Petty song. I'm imitating Tom Petty. This is me imitating my people, and it's not.
But you're one of the people. You're not Tom Petty.
I'm only half one of the people.
And that's enough.
And I do a hell of a Tom Petty, I might add. And if I do that, AJ, it's going to stop me from getting into the kingdom of heaven.
It won't, I assure you. God wants you to do this.
No, because God told me I need to listen to the Pass the Salt podcast and get his listeners up to four. And that, yeah, I should be, my soul's in danger because she made that noise.
Possibly.
And there were a lot of crotch shots. But I think my soul was in danger from whoever that dude was that showed up on stage. And started rapping.
Wearing the silver.
Yeah, who the hell
costume?
Is that?
I don't know.
Anybody even know who that is? Would we agree that was awful?
Yeah, that wasn't my favorite part.
Mm.
I was there for the crotch shots.
Yeah, me too.
Actually, I was just there for the music.
Oh, you were obviously.
Yeah, I didn't care about
gravely disappointed.
The visuals. I was just there for the love of the music.
Yeah. Because the music was so good.
It's excellent.
Somebody found a zoomed in picture on Shakira's microphone. They forgot to even turn it on.
When she was doing la la la.
No, the whole halftime performance.
Oh,
of course, because it's all dubbed.
Yeah.
But they didn't even try to fake it and turn it on and just keep it down.
See, I
then you get crowd noise and stuff like that.
I kind of automatically.
Just mute it.
I automatically object to lip syncing. I just think it's.
Well, it's because you can't dance like they dance and actually sing a song. It's impossible.
Well, I don't need to see all the dancing then. Go sing the song.
That's not what they're there for.
I mean, I don't know why they're there anyway. Like I said, I'm not the target audience, so nothing I say is going to sound positive about that
That's
show.
That's true. You're a negative Nancy.
Kenny says the rapper was Jiffy Pop.
Oh.
Is that a real thing?
It is now. Thank goodness he was there to save the show.
How many licks to get to the center of Jiffy Pop? Never mind.
Yeah, I'm not
that. That would be a Tootsie Pop.
I'm just asking. Oh, boy. How did we get here? Regardless, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. Come on, Fred, do it.
No, mine's much slower. Yeah. Okay. But, yeah, at some point, I don't know. I did not want to, I didn't want to get the halftime show, but I mean, this guy's got a point. He's trying to save his eternal soul. And, you know, watching stuff like that, I think I'm with him now. I think I've learned that.
All right, that's how team salt.
That's how the devil is unleashed to you through your television.
I don't think that's true.
Well, that's what
I think. Maybe, you know, it's on you as a parent, if you see something you deem inappropriate for your child, to remove them from that situation.
Somebody said it was actually Bad Bunny was the rapper, who I've also never heard of.
I actually saw someone with a Bad Bunny t-shirt once, and my brother had to explain to me that Bad Bunny is a rapper. And then I thought to myself, God, imagine you're like, you're going to be a successful rapper, and the name you come up with is Bad Bunny. That just seems like a bad choice.
Hey, if you're successful,
like,
then
think about this. Bad Choice would have been a better rap name than Bad Bunny.
Hmm.
True or false? Which one would sound harder to you?
Okay, so there's two. I don't know. There's two different ones, I guess. Now, one of them was Bad Bunny Silver. The other guy with glasses was J Balvin. I don't know. For the texter saying other people appreciate that kind of, that's great. I'm glad you appreciate that kind of music. We're not the same target audience. I don't find any of it interesting.
Hater in the house.
It's not hating that I.
Hater in the house.
Hey, I didn't. I mean, about halfway through, I quit watching. That's what I tell people to do, right?
So you wouldn't have to go to hell.
Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know that my soul was in peril at the time. Now that I've heard that it is.
You chose not to.
That this guy
burn
has
burn in the brimstone. You know,
I mean, I do still sometimes have the urges of a 12-year-old, and you know, if that's what's going to cause me to go to hell, I really don't want it. So,
and honestly, if your kid masturbates to the halftime show, they're not going to hell. I mean, they don't know any better. They're kids. You should be glad they're using that. Yeah, not real porn.
Yeah, you shouldn't be allowed to even be considered for hell until you're at least 15.
Yeah.
So, but regardless, I guarantee you there's no other reason we would have gotten that guy's name on the show at any point.
It's probably true. And now I've already forgotten it.
Yeah, I've forgotten his name as well. And
let's call him Mr. Salt, because well, he's salty.
Pretty sure I'll see Mr. Salt at my bar in hell.
Probably.
Yeah, but all right, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. And I'm in no way making fun of you guys if you like that kind of music.
Well, that's how I feel. I feel like you're attacking me.
No, I'm not attacking you. I'm just saying I'm not into it. I don't find it interesting. But there's a lot of things that I'm not into that I don't find interesting that people are. There's a lot of things that I think are great that other people aren't into. That's just fine. That, you know, we're not supposed to like something just because somebody tells us to. That's kind of dumb. This is America. We're supposed to have choices. This used to be a democracy back in the day.
That was a long time
ago. And we still have free speech, don't we?
No.
Oh, okay, damn. Well, I still have the right to like what I want, right?
No. You like what Twitter and social media tells you to like.
Okay.
Everyone knows that.
So I'm supposed to say that was the greatest halftime show ever.
Yes.
All right, well. Okay, well, we got another hour to go with that. Hey, guys, if you're paying, how much interest are you paying on your credit cards every month? It's probably too much. How about this? Consolidate your credit cards into just one payment at a lower fixed rate and start saving money. And it's easy to do with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Rates are as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. It's much lower than the national average interest rate on credit cards, which is over 20% APR. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000 with absolutely no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Just for the Blitzers, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Fred. That's LightStream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Fred for more information.